wake up in the morning.
Spins fully charged.
Spins fully charged.
Good morning.
What's going on? Let's do it all again.
Let's go again. Here we do. I went home for the weekend. I hadn't been home like in weeks to my mammy and daddy, and I missed them.
How was it?
It was lovely. Really, really good.
Celebrate your birthday with them.
Yes. Yeah. It was a very chill birthday.
Happy birthday. Yeah.
Thank you very much. It was very chill. Very nice. And in the evening, we capped off the night by watching a few rounds of Bullseye on Challenge. And if that means nothing to you, it's an old game show from the 1980s that revolves around darts, and it's great crack.
On Challenge, isn't that also the channel with Takashi's Castle?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All those great shows.
Love.
And, so we watched a few rounds of Bullseye, absolutely brilliant crack. However, big issue at home. The telly is on the blink.
Okay. Oh no.
And
Your dad's dodgy box on the go, isn't it?
No. My dad gave out stink the last time you said he had a dodgy box. I pay for everything legally. I tell Dave so I'm saying that.
Well, I'm Billy.
So there's an issue now with the colour saturation. There's areas on the telly where when there's a light colour, like a white or whatever, there's like a purple blob.
Okay. Right.
So there's multiple sort of purple hues. And so everybody looks like they kind of have really bad circulation in their hands.
Oh god!
Because it looks like their hands are real, like purple.
Okay,
is hard it only to note the darts hitting the board as well.
Yeah, it's actually not too bad when there's colour. Like I thought it was going to be a bigger issue. My dad was very upset.
Is there only when the hands are in a certain place on the television?
It would have to be if the hands were sort of lower down.
Oh, right.
And then when there's a bright, very white screen, it's like it's all.
And has he heard of flat screens? They're a big rage at the moment now.
Yeah, but it's sad because like our routine in our house is like have a telly in the sitting room. Get a slightly bigger telly for the sitting room, move said telly into the kitchen. You know, the whole routine.
Mm.
Whereas now, this telly, it's probably not going to get the move into the kitchen.
No.
It's just going to be fully replaced. Therefore, we're going to be stuck with this small telly in the kitchen for even longer.
Okay.
Oh, I understand what you mean.
You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah. We never had a telly in the kitchen now growing up, but I always really wanted one. There was just one telly in my... Actually, that's a lie. There was one at the top of the stairs, wasn't there?
Eat and stare at the table.
Yeah.
I was always so jealous of those houses. You'd just be like eating their dinner, watching something on telly. Did you have a telly in your kitchen? I was about to say no.
Honestly, with my mother's hatred for television, it's honestly surprising
really?
Having it in the sitting room. Yeah.
That's mad.
One telly in the house.
One telly.
Really? We couldn't watch in the mornings, but during dinner, happy days.
Yeah.
Stop a load of fights.
Get the 6-1 on there.
Yeah.
You're on Spin Morning. Good morning to you. Hope
good
all is well.
Good morning. God, I hope you're not hungry, because I'm about to make you hella hungry.
Oh,
nice one.
We all know Buff and Freet at this rate. It's their whole thing is to do steak and chips, and that's basically all they do. They do a few other things, obviously, like chicken and stuff, but if you're going to Buff and Freet to order chicken, cop on to yourself now a little bit. but their main pull is steak and unlimited chips. And this kind of restaurant is starting to get a little bit popular. I'm kind of noticing it every now and again just popping up. And I'm sure they're kind of everywhere in London, but another one is just open in London. It's a bottomless lasagna restaurant.
Oh,
stop.
Right now, I can already see the plot of the new Garfield movie. but the restaurant is called Senza Fondo, which means without end in Italian.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, so it's a new Italian-American spot that's going to be launching in Shoreditch this day, 2 weeks, actually, and it's offering bottomless lasagna for just £20. Now, the options include a slow-cooked beef shin lasagna, artichoke lasagna, dishes like pizzette with pepperoni and hot honey, fettuccine alfredo, aubergine parmigiana, and deep-fried mozzarella sticks. So basically, it's an Italian restaurant, and if you want lasagna, you can have lasagna.
I hear you.
Are all the things bottomless as well? All the different pastas?
No, I think it's just lasagna. Right.
You see, they're very smart there, because if there's anything that fills you quickly, it's lasagna.
That is true.
It's so true. Like, are you ever like, I want another square?
Like, never. If I'm really hungry sometimes, yeah, but I'd regret it.
I actually had lasagna at the weekend, and like, when you first get your square, you're like, bit stingy.
Yeah.
And then by the end, you are very
full. Like a slice of cake, isn't it? It's like, it's like, oh, I'll eat that, no bother. And then you finish like, oh, that was lovely. I'm finished.
I was very satisfied.
See, it's brilliant. It's brilliant marketing, because no one's going to be able to do any more than like a square.
So once the restaurant is up and running, they're planning on opening a lunchtime hatch as well, for something known as lasanguich, which I presume you can all guess what that is.
Like a sandwich?
A lasagna sandwich. So
kind of would work if the garlic bread was the exterior.
Oh, Emma Nolan. That is spot on.
That's brilliant.
That's
lovely.
Stunning.
Oh my God, fill a garlic bread baguette with lasagna.
Gimme.
God, that sounds unbelievable.
It really does.
So, yeah, I like the bottom lasagna thing, but that should be like their specialty. I don't think you should go there ordering anything else. I think, you know, you're going to get lasagna, it's bottomless, and that's it. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But I think they should have called it like buff and pasta, or, you know, because it's like meat and pasta, isn't it? So those two lads from home, buff and free, I think need to start doing this kind of stuff. Like more of these things, like more bottomless things, like bottomless ice cream, bottomless fish and chips, like bottomless chips with the fish. Do you know what I mean? Chicken curry and just bottomless chicken curry. Just constantly, you know, when you go to like a funeral or a christening or something, and you go back up for more chicken curry. There's more chicken curry here now if anyone wants it.
Yeah.
I love that. Bottomless pizza, they used to do that in Pizza Hut on Suffolk Street when I was a kid, and you used to be able to go in and it was just like a buffet of pizza and you can go up and eat all you want.
I remember that place,
It was so, so good. So more bottomless things in 2025, I say.
Can I raise something that isn't really on the market?
Please.
About like kind of a breakfast spot or cafes. Bottomless pastries.
Bottomless pastries,
yeah,
very good.
That's good.
I was actually thinking,
it's so hard to decide.
As soon as you said breakfast, I was thinking, what about cereals? Bottomless cereals.
Cereals would be amazing.
Like if you were to top it up with milk all the time.
I want to raise you guys bottomless scrambled egg.
Oh.
Something, I was like, what do I get so sad that it's finished, about? Scrambled egg.
Would you not like just bottomless egg? So I would get sad sometimes when I have to commit to either scrambled, boiled or fried.
Fair enough. Yeah.
I don't know what I want.
The only thing is, like, I don't want bottomless boiled eggs because then I can very easily count how many eggs I've had and then I'll feel sick. Whereas with scrambled egg, I can be like, that's only three. That's about two.
Now, this is interesting because I actually completely agree with you, though. But I don't know if you know this, but you can make your own fry and make as many types of eggs as you want.
Wait, what?
I know, I swear to God. This is crazy. I only found this out recently. You can go home and make a fry, and you can have scrambled eggs and fried eggs if you want. If you want.
Wow.
The day's been blown wide open.
That's legal. That's legal. You can do that.
Wow.
So, well, it's going to be a good Monday in my house.
Are we all off to Shoreditch for bottomless lasagna, or are we thinking, nah?
No, I'm just going to go home and make loads of eggs.
I can't wait for my big eggs party later. This girl is called Dochi. She's only 26.
Love
and
this.
Started off with loads of viral fame. New tune from her, it's called Denial is a River. You're listening to Spin.
What's up, Dochi?
Hey, girl.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Hey, happy Monday.
I'm surprisingly feeling absolutely fine considering I spent 2 days in Amsterdam over the weekend.
Did you?
I was telling you this on Friday. It was a big surprise for my friend Blonid. She didn't really know what was in store for her 30th birthday at all. And the surprises just continued to ravel over the weekend.
After talking about it on Friday, did anyone DM Blonid?
No.
To tell her where they were going?
People listen to this show. She didn't get a single message anybody to spoil the surprise. She did not know that she was going to Amsterdam until she got to the gate.
Whoa.
And that was actually really, really cool about the whole thing. And I left here on Friday at 10 o'clock in the button. Within 40 minutes, I was having a drink with everyone at departures.
Really?
Deadly.
Isn't that unreal?
That's the dream.
And then surprises kept on coming as she was sitting there at the bar. Aunties and uncles kept arriving. Her brother, who she didn't know was coming, arrived. It was just like...
Aunties and uncles
as well. That's crazy.
It is crazy. Like, I can't imagine my family loving me this much.
Yeah, no.
But you would think like Amsterdam, just for the girls. But I loved that it was like aunties, uncles. Like my mum and dad were there as well. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't them. Anyway, so great crack. Friday night, arrived, went to a food hall, went to a bar. By about 11 o'clock their time, so midnight our time, I was really hanging now. And my mum and dad were going home. They'd been up since like 3 in the morning to get their flight from Cork at 6. So I was like, I'm going to go. But I knew I was going to regret it because I was leaving on Saturday evening.
Oh, right.
And I knew I was going to miss. But you know when you're so like... I'm not good crack now. I just
There's no way I can pull something out of
this.
Apparently you're supposed to keep going for 20 minutes because after 20 minutes you're supposed to get your second wind.
Oh really?
If you're tired. Yeah, that's apparently what I've been told because it sounds like
a great ploy to keep someone out.
I always go home early. I'm always like, no, I'm going to go. Just stay for 20 minutes.
Ben, 20 minutes past.
20 minutes. Yeah.
Saturday was a great day. Loads of wandering. My favourite tourist attraction in Amsterdam has to be their pennies. Have you ever been?
No, it's incredible.
No.
I've done other things in Amsterdam, but not pennies.
It's about 7 stories tall because it's quite slim.
Right.
And it has that typical Amsterdam feel as in everything is up high and skinny.
Yeah.
So every different area is on a different floor, but you're whipping around in escalators. It's just like a mad place to be.
It sounds amazing. Oh, I put that over the Van Gogh and the Anne Frank house.
But anyway, what we did then, and this filled me with dread, and Dave, I think you're going to understand where I'm coming from, was on Saturday afternoon, I was booked in for like 32 of us, was a boat tour
No. Not in Amsterdam.
I just don't understand for people in Amsterdam why I insist on always falling for the trap of going on a boat tour in Amsterdam. They're just summer. So boring.
Summer is fine, I'd imagine.
Right.
But for some reason, you and me keep going in the winter.
Yeah.
Oh, so very cold.
Freezing cold. So in previous boat tours in Amsterdam I've done, they've kind of just progressively gotten worse. The one I went on with my friend Niall years ago was great fun. It was like a all-you-can-drink situation and it was nighttime, but it was really good crack, like there was music on the boat and everything.
Yeah.
Last time was a very similar experience to Dave, who'd been there just before me, and it was lashing rain. You couldn't see a thing out the windows because it was like this plastic sheeting down across the windows. Yeah. And just all the drizzle on the window meant it was impossible see out the window. So you're just sitting on a boat for an hour.
Yeah, yeah. Not
every really so often, a 4-year-old would take one of them squeegees out of a bucket and go, so you could see through the window for 4 seconds and it fogged up again.
This time was probably the worst of all because it was very, what would you say? The seat, it was packed. It was a full crew of people, full barge, that's the one. And so whatever way we all got on, we were all sitting with different random people.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Do you know what I mean?
Strangers.
There was 32 years and you didn't manage to book it out.
Some of them got together, but I wasn't with them. I was sitting on my own with, like, these two people I didn't know. My friend Blondeth was over there, and that's fine. But, like, you're just sitting there looking at a total random. The headphone thing to hear what's going on in your language, the dock for that was so far over across the strangers that I just couldn't manage to reach it. So everyone else on the boat, most people were listening.
Yeah.
And the rest of us were just sitting there waiting for it to be over.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
It was so grim. Stop going to... Honestly, you're better off going to Penny's if you want an experience than you are going on a boat tour.
It does sound like better crap.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
There was rumours that herself and Paul Mescal had broken up, but she seems to have come back and put that to bed. That's Gracie Abrams, by the way, and that's so true on Spin.
Paul, will you keep this one?
Yes, we're breaking up with lovely girls.
We like her.
Yeah,
keep her.
I know.
We like her.
Apparently they were in a restaurant recently and all these rumours started going rife that they'd broken up because apparently there was tears and she walked out. Before the bill was paid and everything. Anyway, after the Grammys, she put up some kind of a collection of photos, and I suppose her way of addressing it was wearing a t-shirt in one of the photos saying, "I heart my boyfriend."
Okay.
So there you go.
That means he has to be still around.
It actually sucks for celebrities that, like, as soon as they have, like, a little tiff, everyone knows about it. It's like, oh, they're broken up. It's like, no, I just argued because he had to fill the dishwasher or something.
Yeah, he was just being a wreck then.
Yeah.
So imagine her going, what'll I do here? Tinkle up, pull out the I Heart My Boyfriend t-shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
That'll shut them up.
Morning. Big night in America last night. Super Bowl 59.
Woo!
Took place in the Caesars Superdome
America.
In New Orleans, which I would love to go to, a place I would love to see. It was Kansas City Chiefs versus the Philadelphia Eagles. The Chiefs have been in like 4 out of the last 5 Super Bowls. That's the team that Taylor Swift's boyfriend Travis Kelce plays for. They were going for a three-peat, which is 3 wins in a row. And they were hammered. Essentially, by
were
the
they?
Eagles. Yeah, the Eagles won 40-22.
Oh,
shouldn't have drank before they played.
I don't get it.
Hammered.
Very good. So there was a lot to talk about from the night. Obviously, nothing to do with the sport because that's boring and irrelevant to us. But the ads are always a big thing that feature in the Super Bowl. And apparently, a 30-second ad during the game costs almost $8
million. Wow. Insane.
Uber Eats had Charlie XCX on their ad and it was very clever. It was quite fun. Basically, she explained different rules of NFL and the different roles of the players, but in like club terms.
Okay.
So here's her description of what the quarterback is.
The quarterback. He's like the DJ. He controls the vibe. Bad quarterback, bad vibe.
Good.
That's very good.
Yeah, very Charlie. What does the defensive lineman do?
The defensive lineman is sort of like a bouncer, I suppose. You have to get past him if you want to score.
Very good.
Yeah, and she was a big fan of the referee as well.
Oh, and the referee. He's actually kind of fab. He has this stripy little outfit and a whistle. So cute.
I'd say
football fans hated watching this.
I imagine.
But it's just so random. She's just doing that and then it's just like Uber Eats. It's like got nothing to do with Uber Eats or what they do at all. ChatGPT had an ad.
Oh.
Which was kind of cool. It was a 60-second ad that apparently cost them $14 million. And they kind of like compared, it's kind of annoying, the AI tool to like some of the great inventions of our time, like the steam engine and the light bulb and all this.
Right,
and like how AI is like on the same level. Taylor Swift was there, of course, supporting Travis Kelce. They put her on the big screen in the stadium, and the reaction from the Eagles fans wasn't ideal.
Are they booing?
Yeah.
It's funny, isn't it? Because it's very hard to make out the beat, the buh and the ooh.
It's just like, oh. Yeah.
It just doesn't sound like a normal happy cheer.
Why are they booing her?
I think just because she's like Travis Kelce.
But she wouldn't be used to that.
Yeah, I know. And she definitely looked shook. So like, because she's on the screen, she's hearing the boos. And I feel like she doesn't really realise like that she's on it.
Okay.
And she's like, why is everybody booing?
Oh,
she's
no.
She's sitting beside Ice Spice. And she kind of says like, what's going on? And then they sort of laugh or whatever because they realise they're booing because of her.
Okay.
But I think it's just like, it's just football fans.
Yeah, of course.
I know, but to be one human being when all that whole stadium was booing you, I don't care what it's for. It's hard to take.
Like, yeah, but you'd stand up and you'd wave and you'd bow and you'd stick your tongue out and all that kind of stuff.
No, I get it.
Give me a finger. Well, apparently back in 1968, Eagles fans booed Santa. So I don't think she should be too offended.
Eagles fans.
I don't like them. President Donald Trump was there. The first time a sitting president was ever at the Super Bowl.
Really?
Which is wild.
I can't believe
they're not cashing in on that more often. He predicted a Chiefs win, and apparently he left at halftime when the Chiefs were 24-0 down.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And of course, Kendrick Lamar was the halftime show performer. On Friday, Emma, we tasked you with predicting five songs that he would perform in the halftime show. Have you had a sneaky look?
Hands down, I have not, but I am dying to watch this.
Okay,
well done.
In a few minutes, we're going to reveal whether you got the five right and if you are truly a Kendrick super fan.
You actually even said if I got even one wrong, then I would lose my throne as being the person who's the major Kendrick fan of the show. And Dave,
I will become the Kendrick super fan. Sit down, be humble.
Which is, I think, all.
Hada, sit down.
All Dave knows.
Be
about
humble.
Kendrick Lamar.
That loyalty.
I did see the photo of Rumi. Is that Beyonce's daughter? Blue and Rumi were there last night as well. I saw a picture of them,
Is that cool? Spins fully charged. Recharged. We've been chatting about the Super Bowl halftime, or the Super Bowl, which was yesterday in America, Super Bowl 59. Kansas City Chiefs took on the Philadelphia Eagles. We kind of talked about some of the like cool kind of pop culture things about the night, like who was in attendance and all the rest. But to get to the actual game for a second, it was a big win for the Eagles. They won 40-22, and the two teams took on each other in 2023. The Chiefs beat the Eagles then 38-35. But that year, Tate McRae, and don't ask me why she was asked this question, she predicted the score of the game 2 years ago when they faced off, and she got the score right for this time round.
Right.
Oh,
just
weird.
2 years earlier.
So what a weird fact.
I know. So strange. So she said it was going to be 40-22 to the Eagles. And that was the way it was.
I started.
Listen, one sec.
No, it's
going to
be 40-22.
Who's winning?
Obviously Philly.
Interesting.
This is so weird.
So weird. Is she not Canadian?
I thought she was. I was about to say.
Even more strange.
Yeah, but also then the halftime show, because I went looking for a Super Bowl. Like, as soon as I woke up this morning, I searched hashtag Super Bowl, and it was like Kendrick. And I was like, does anyone have the score?
That's so funny.
I had to go in to actually find out what the score was. Kendrick made history as the first solo rapper to perform at the Super Bowl halftime show. And on Friday's show, we asked Emma to predict five songs that she thought Kendrick would perform during the 13-minute halftime show. Right? He got through 11 songs. So let's go through the songs that Emma guessed. Let's see if Kendrick did them. And if she did, then Emma, you are officially the biggest Kendrick fan in the world.
However, if any of them are wrong, we pass that throne over to Dave.
I actually had an easier job even again, because out of the 12, we didn't know how many he'd get in there, right? Mm. So all you wanted from me was five.
Yeah.
So
the first song you went for was Humble.
Tell him be humble.
Sit down. Be humble.
It's Dave's favorite Kendrick song.
You make it so cool.
Be humble.
Sit down.
Sit down.
Be humble.
Be humble.
Very good.
Let's find out if Kendrick Lamar sang Sit Down, Be Humble.
Come on. Stroke, put the baby in the. Be humble.
What?
Sit down. Be humble.
Sit down.
Oh, I am buzzing.
Oh, he's giving it a bit of pizzazz there.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Okay, cool. That's one in the bag.
So, next up.
All right, next up, we knew that SZA was going to come out and collab with Kendrick. That was something that they said was going to happen for sure. And they worked together loads. So, you rightly guessed a song of Kendrick and SZA's, this one.
Is that just such a gorgeous song?
It is a lovely song.
Oh, unbelievable.
But were you right?
Yeah, did they perform it?
Let's see.
Oh, good choice, Emma.
Brilliant.
I'd say it sounds exactly the same.
She probably did a few with him, I'd say. Anyway, I don't know.
Next up, Emma went for Squabble Up. Man, don't let me know what the
pass. Squabble Up. Squabble Up. Aisling's current favourite song, which makes me so proud.
Squabble Up.
I can tell you, Emma Nolan. Squabble Up. It was the Squabble second up. Song that he performed.
Yes! Cool move, let the words out. I've been a dog.
Squabble Up. Squabble Up. Squabble Up. Squabble Up. Squabble Up. Oh, cool.
Yeah, it sounds good. Wait.
It's okay. No sit down, be humble.
It's the opposite. Squabble Up.
Squabble Up.
Okay, you're 3 for 3 so far, Emma. Let's see if you can get 4 out of 5. Did Kendrick perform Not Like Us? This was Not Like Us that you picked. They not
like us. They not like us. Like, it feels like he had to perform it because it's a Grammy nominee. Like, it just won a Grammy.
Yeah.
And it's the biggest song and really has relaunched his career in such a big way. But I don't know. It's a bit of a dodgy song to perform at Super Bowl because of the whole connection to Drake.
Mm.
I don't know.
Well, let's find out. Trying to strike a chord. Of course he did.
A minor. I knew she was going to go over that bit.
Oh, that was the top headline across Twitter this morning when I woke up. Yeah,
everyone is talking about it.
Everyone sang it as
well. Before as well, he literally went, hey, Drake.
No, he didn't. Oh, he's such a petty man. I love him.
And he smiled at the camera.
Oh.
Yeah, he's bald.
He's such a brat. Okay, finally.
So, we're 4 for 4 finally. Can Emma officially be crowned the Kendrick superfan on the show by getting 5 out of 5 halftime show songs correct? Emma's final pick was Money Trees. And I've been hustling all day. This a way, that a way.
Through canals and alleyways just to say. What I'm hearing so far is a lot of new stuff. So I'd like to think he went into his back catalogue.
Did he do it?
No! He didn't do Money Trees!
Oh my god!
No!
That means, what does that mean, Ashley? No.
That means that Emma, you hate Kendrick Lamar. And Dave, you are now the fully charged Kendrick super fan. Sing it, Dave!
I just have 4 words for you all. Sit down. Be humble.
Damn it. Can I watch it now, though?
Yeah, you can watch it now.
I'm sorry now, I don't have this kind of love for many artists. I just love Kendrick Lamar. And Callum has just revealed the full list of his set list that he performed last night at the halftime show at the Super Bowl. And to be honest, I'm a little bit disappointed.
Emma!
Well, as the resident Kendrick superfan, I can say that I loved it.
In case you just missed it, I predicted 5 songs I thought Kendrick would perform at the Super Bowl, and I got 4 out of 5, and the whole disclaimer was if I got any wrong, Dave would take the throne as the Kendrick and stand on the show.
Yes, I am. Don't be saying it like it's a question.
All right, okay.
Emma, sit down. Be humble.
All right. Give me any lyric at all from Man at the Garden.
You just fell off air. You don't even know Man at the Garden.
That's the thing. I'm so confused.
Sit down and be humble in the garden.
He really didn't go into his back catalogue at all. He was like, I've got this massive song. I'm singing about Drake in front of millions of people. I'm going to push my new stuff on everyone. And do you know what? Fair play.
Dead right.
Sit down, be humble.
Morning. Hello. Good morning.
What's happening?
Guys, I committed a cardinal sin at my rehearsal yesterday for my musical.
Aisling.
Oh, lads. Straight the pressure's confession. On now. So I'm doing this musical next week. It's called Sweeney Todd. And the group that I'm doing it with are really, really good. So it's like, you got to be like on it.
Yeah.
And there's this one song that we've been all kind of coming in wrong on. And me too, like coming in a bit too early. And there was like a big drilling session to get it right. And I was like sitting there, I was like, I got this now. Mm-hmm. Finally, I finally have it. And it comes to the bit. And it's like a little pause before we come in. And then it's just me. City on
No.
No. And I literally just put, everybody looked, put my head in my hands.
Oh, no.
It was awful.
Oh, God, that's embarrassing. Yeah,
I always do wonder, though.
Too early.
Sometimes when, how do you know when to come in sometimes? I find that crazy.
It's very hard music in this show as well. And I just immediately texted the musical director and I just sent the emoji. Yeah, essentially. I sent the emoji of like the person with their hand up and I just go, it was me. I came in early on City on Fire tonight.
Oh my God.
And she goes, on your birthday weekend of all, you don't deserve this, actually. It was awful.
Oh, that's a bad moment.
And I just, do you know when you do something embarrassing and then like you kind of feel like you need, like you're like, I know they know it was me, so I need to now own it and go around and tell everyone
tell
that
everyone
was me.
I
know, so I was like, I did that. Yeah. Oh.
Do you know what? I will say this, as like the resident, you being the resident kind of musical person and the one who doesn't really mess up sort of when it comes to musicals and doing the singing the songs of when we do it.
Yes.
I'm buzzing.
Do you know what?
Delighted for me, are you?
Absolutely delighted for you.
I didn't think she was capable of making us think of the same. So, you're more human to me now. You're more relatable, you know?
Friday was Eurosong Day. It was when Ireland were going to pick their Eurovision entry for 2025.
Yes.
We had 6 Eurosong entries. We had Samantha Mumba. We had Emmy. We had Bobby Arlo. We had Aggie. We had Railta. We had Niall. They all performed on The Late Late Show on Friday and only one person could win and that person was Emmy. And I'm absolutely buzzing because I've followed Emmy for a couple of years
now. Yeah, you were all about her.
On TikTok. And I think she's very sweet. I think the song is good and it sounds like this. I hope like I never died and that she's gonna surround us still and that she has a party. I just love it. And their whole...
Does she sound that good live? That's gorgeous.
No. but that wouldn't be her fault, in fairness. That would be the fact it's on The Late Late Show.
That's so nice to listen to.
Their budget is about... I think their budget is €14.63.
Okay.
So that's kind of... It's tough to, you know, sing brilliantly.
But I think it's a great song.
It's a great song. The song is basically about Laika, who was a dog sent up to space, I think by the Russians.
Yeah.
And she was the very first dog in space. And she obviously died in space, but she wanted her story to not end there, so she came up with the Laika part.
Imagine she was like still up in space having a party by herself, which is so cute. Yeah, I will say the as you say the budget or whatever, the two dancers.
It's not good. It's like your school talent show.
Yeah,
it's
we
not
need
great.
More.
I would actually say from clips I've seen, I didn't see anything about this year, but previous years, honestly, what my secondary school did for like the talent show was pretty good.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, like I think.
Well, maybe we should hold it there next
year. Like,
but. There was obviously, you know, they all performed and they did it and Emmy won and congratulations to Emmy. She's Norwegian and people were like, oh, why is Norwegian representing Ireland? She helped write the song with an Irish writer and that's when she was doing some like songwriting camp and that's why she said she'd represent Ireland because it's kind of an Irish written song.
Okay.
So hence why she is performing for us. But I'm kind of done about that whole thing now. I want to talk about the aftermath. I want to talk about the beef that happened since Eurosong night.
Beef.
We're talking Bobby Arlo and we're talking Samantha Mumba.
Oh.
Okay. So Bobby Arlo kind of came out on Instagram stories and wasn't really that buzzing with RTE and was kind of blaming everything but their own performance.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? And I kind of loved it because I was like, yes, let's stop these, you know, these pop stars being real humble and I want people to lose a Grammy and to throw the chair.
Do you know
what I mean? I want
let's
that.
Be real people here.
Exactly. But at the same time, I'm also like, be a little bit, you know, to not to quote my best friend Drake, but you know, sit down and be humble.
Kendrick,
you know what I mean?
Drake.
Or sorry, not Drake. Jeez. Kendrick. The opposite. But I just thought a little bit like, okay, maybe, you know, you should
tone it down a little
totally
bit.
Yeah, but the rest of us are sitting here with the popcorn enjoying
the content.
Yeah,
exactly. I am loving it at the same time. I mean, for your own sake, maybe sit down and be humble. But for my sake, please keep throwing chairs and toys out of the pram and stuff like that. So Bobby Arlo came to Instagram stories. And they kept saying with one thing, they're like, just one more thing I'll say. And one more thing I'll say. And the whole thing lasted about 2 minutes. But
it's
I did find this really, really interesting. Have a listen to what they said.
Or she does not cater to people who are not Adele's. So I was never going to win. And I knew that kind of going into it.
Okay.
And that's okay. Some people are Charlie XCX's in a world full of Adele's. And that's fine.
Now, right now, I don't think Bambi Tug was much of an Adele either.
And I don't think Emmy's an Adele.
I don't think Emmy's an Adele. I don't think there was an Adele on the show.
No.
To be honest.
And I don't think Dustin the Turkey was an Adele.
I will say this, though. If you're saying, oh, you know, Gorty doesn't cater if you're not Adele, is that, like, Adele's a good singer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Charlie XCX is also a good singer.
I suppose maybe are they saying that, like, if you're not just standing there and singing, like, your performance is going to look that good?
Maybe. Maybe. I'm not entirely sure.
Again, Bambi did it.
Yeah, but also then Bobby Arlow went on to kind of slate Orty some more, this time on the camera angles.
Okay.
So I'm sorry that people were disappointed by the sound and by the performance in general. I tried my best and I'm proud of myself and I think it looked good. And also the camera angles were diabolical. That's all I'll say.
Ooh. It wasn't all you'd say, though.
Me, every night out.
The camera angles weren't right.
Every time I go to go, is there anything from last night I can post? Ah, no, the angles are terrible.
And so then this morning I wake up to someone tweeting about Samantha Mumba's post about the night. And so she just starts off, you know, she said, I meant to post this yesterday, but I was wrecked. Thank you all so much for the incredible messages and love and support and all this kind of crack. And then the very, very bottom of a very, very long caption, she writes, special mention to the, in quotation marks, panel.
Oh.
Right? Aside from Bambi, who I stan, she says, who not only didn't have the credentials, experience, or professionalism required and were unnecessarily rude and vile to all of the finalists.
Oh, sugar.
My parting gift to them is a bag of artichoke emoji to slowly choke on.
What? I think you mean aubergine emoji.
Aubergine emoji. Would have said this in person, but they all left the green room before I had the opportunity to, unsurprisingly. So I would like to call out Laura Fox, Donald Skehan, and Arthur Grulian. Is it Grulian? And Bambi Thug, who all left the green room before Samantha Mumba could give them a bag of aubergines to choke on.
That is so rude. You didn't even stick around for your bag of aubergines.
I love this. I love the drama. More of this. More toys out of the pram, please.
Spin speed dating.
Oh, this is happening tomorrow.
Oh, so exciting.
Buzzing. Celebrating Valentine's, we are sending you on the ride of your life at Mondello Park tomorrow evening. We want to take you speed dating. And yeah, I've never been to Mondello Park before. I'm excited.
It's going to be deadly. If you prove that you're the most loved up couple there on the day, we're going to reward you with an unbelievable prize from Blanchardstown Centre, your number one choice for shopping and date nights this Valentine's.
Yeah, that prize is dinner for two at their brand new luxury restaurant, Cotizen, at Blanchardstown Centre, followed by a movie at the Odeon and a shopping spree worth €250.
Sorry, if you're just hearing this information, it's too late to register. We've been telling you for 2 weeks. It closed on Friday, right? But I'm so looking forward to meeting whoever is coming along tomorrow for this. It's going to be a good laugh.
There's a lot of people putting in applications, which I love, because one of the questions was asking, like, what was your first date?
Yes, to get an idea about these couples.
We've got a lot of answers, and some of them I love.
Yeah.
Some of them have some brilliant first date stories. We walked through a few of them.
Go on.
Let's go through
them. Okay. Now, we'll leave these remains nameless, but these were all that came in on spin103.com, people describing their first dates as part of this. This one says, we went to the cinema. He was sunburned and he had shaved his beard and he looked like a squashy jelly. Half white, half red. I choked my popcorn and didn't tell him, so felt like I was going to die in silence. And then I missed my last bus, but he paid for my taxi.
Stop.
Aw, that's like, it's one of those like sort of disaster good dates.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
But like, if you still are into this guy, even though he looked like a squashy jelly, all is good.
I love it. Someone said, we actually lay on a trampoline in my back garden looking at the stars the whole night. At 5:30 in the morning, I had to go to work, so she returned home.
Oh my God, that's very romantic.
On the trampoline.
So cute. This person says, we were talking online for a few weeks, but I didn't want to start dating because I had very important exams coming up. So he suggested we go for a walk to get to know each other. I agreed because I'd recently moved to Dublin and I didn't know that many people. He showed up for the, inverted commas, walk in a shirt and told me we were going to the Gibson for dinner. We had an amazing date despite me wearing activewear. We have been together nearly a year now and I'm glad he tricked me into a date on Valentine's Day.
Fair pleasure.
Oh, today was on Valentine's
the
Day.
The Gibson as well. You must have thought you were going out to first date.
Yeah.
That lift.
This person said, we met in Dublin Airport as we were boarding the plane to Ibiza and decided we were going to sit next to each other on the flight. That is a scary flight. Got someone safe and sit beside them. The whole way we were chatting, non-stop, instant connection. Our first date was in a steak restaurant over there. And then when we got back to Dublin, we continued our romance. It's been undeniable ever since. We're like the best of friends.
Sorry, that's adorable.
That's so cute.
I love that one. Yeah. This one says, bit of a disaster. I had to get dropped to local restaurant because we both live in the country. Went in, got the menu and realised it was cash payment only, no card. I was planning on paying by card, so I only had €15 cash. That's all we had between us. So our first official romantic date, we had to share a bowl of soup and a small portion of chicken wings. The embarrassment.
That's class. I love
share
it.
Share bowls.
Here's two spoons.
That's brilliant.
The last one we'll bring you for today is short and sweet. We went to Sunderland on our first date. Had a great time.
Sunderland.
This upsets me. Don't, like, give us more context.
Yeah, I need to know more. Like,
what do you mean?
Did you go to Sunderland from Dublin?
As in, I'll meet you at the airport for a trip to Sunderland?
Or are you from Sunderland?
I love that. Why not?
I know. I just want more information. So look, it's all going off tomorrow evening at Mondello Park and we will fill you in, of course, across the week on how we're getting on and the full speed dating audio of how these people get on while they're being thrown around the back of a car, essentially, at high speed at Mondello Park while answering questions about their partner. You'll hear all that madness on air.
I can't wait.
Yeah, just in time for Valentine's Day. Now though, on Spin, it's 25 past 8. It's Monday, but we'll do there. We'll get there. All good. It's a very exciting week for me. On Wednesday, I'm picking up this puppy I've been telling you about for the last week or so. Kind of took a mad notion, but also have genuinely thought about the responsibility. Don't you worry. Aware that this puppy is going to be with me for the next 10 to 15 years.
My dad turned around to me last night and he said, Emma's getting a puppy. I was like, yeah. It's a lot of responsibility.
I know.
I say you've heard that a million times.
Is she all right with that?
It's so funny, isn't it? My parents and my granny and everything, when I first was telling them last week I was going to go for it, the initial was like,
yay!
Are you mad?
Oh.
Like, do you know, what are you going to do if you want to go away for the weekend? You know, all the usual stuff.
Yeah.
And then I was like, no, I actually have made the decision. I'm picking him up next week. And it went from, oh, that'll be lovely.
What are you going to do?
Kennels.
Kennels.
Doggy daycare.
Right.
And friends, babe.
And dog sit and all
the rest.
Totally. It'll be fine. And like my mom was like, what if you take a spontaneous trip at the weekend? I was like, when do I ever take a spontaneous trip at the weekend?
Well,
like,
I'm not going to leave him locked in the house
for
2 days.
No, of course not. I'm not cruel. And like if I'm going on holidays, I'll know about that months in advance and the dog will be well taken care of and all the rest. Anyway, I'm picking him up on Wednesday. I am so excited. I actually fitted last night the like car seat for him and put in his little teddy.
That's not a thing. It's not a thing.
He has a car seat. It's like a little bed in the back of the car for him because he's got a bit of a spin with me now from Waterford to Dublin. So there'll be a lot of stopping and a lot of vomiting.
That'll be good though. It'll get him used to the car because when my dog was alive, he used to freak every time he was in the car because we'd only ever bring him to the beach and back. Do you know what I mean?
Same.
So he was never in a car for that long.
Oh my God, yeah, that's a long drive as
well. They say as well to keep bringing them for little spins to get them used to the motion.
Yeah.
Eventually then they'll just be happy in the car. Anyway, two more days of freedom before I'm with Pup. And from that day on, it's going to be a lot more limiting in my life. And that's fine. I'm happy. But I do want to enjoy my next couple of days of freedom. So I have some suggestions of things I'm going to do today and tomorrow. But I want your help. 087-711-1038. Things I can do to enjoy my freedom before the pup joins me on Wednesday. Craig was already in on this.
There you go. Walk around your house in your socks or your bare feet. Because I can tell you now, getting a puppy, that won't be happening for a while with all the lovely little wheeze you're going to be stepping in the next couple of mornings.
Oh, yeah.
So true.
Oh, my
honestly,
God.
That's exactly what I have. I actually had that written down. A couple of things I've added to that as well, Craig. Walk with both arms swinging.
Why?
Because there won't be a lead.
Oh, sorry. Walk. Go for a walk. Like,
go for a walk.
I thought you just meant around the house.
Do you know the way when you're out sometimes and like you always see like the stereotypical 40-something-ish mother on the back road swinging the arm?
Yeah.
I'm going to really enjoy the double arm swing for the next few days because it's not going to happen anymore. I'm going to enjoy the sound of my regular voice because it's about to change to, oh, would you look at a girl?
Yeah, you're going to become a bit half insufferable.
You're so cute. You're so cute and so beautiful, Seamus.
Oh, so and she goes Cork when Seamus arrives.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Nice.
I will enjoy the smell of my house. I'm going to go in and take lots of deep breaths as I walk around, all the effort I put into keeping it nice and tidy. I'm going to leave the house guilt-free. Actually, I'm not even going to say goodbye to my housemates when I leave now. I'm not going to tell anyone where I'm going. I'm just going to walk out the door.
Don't look back.
Not look back. I had said, but you said, Craig, walk around the house barefoot with no concerns. And maybe
I'm not sure how it'll work for the show, but maybe I'll just stay out all night because no one's checking in on me.
Go wild. You know what I mean? Mad thing.
Yeah, who cares?
I like it. Some good suggestions, I'd say, coming in. 0877 11 103. I'm mainly thinking of the walk and you swinging your arms. God, you're going to have so much fun swinging your arms.
I'm so jealous now.
I'm
going to sing them all day. The way up to the sky and all the way back down. That's me walking around Marley Park later today.
Enjoy opening the fridge without something right there.
So fair. Get your suggestions in. Ways to enjoy my freedom before the dog arrives on Wednesday. Get in touch. You're on Spins.
It's Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Picking up a puppy on Wednesday. I'm very excited. His name is Seamus. I've been asking you on this morning's show how to enjoy my freedom before the pup arrives, because obviously the responsibility is going to change and everything's going to change. John was in touch.
Eat a peaceful meal, because every time you crack open a bag of crisps or have a bit of dinner, the dog is going to be there with its puppy eyes saying, feed me too, even if you already feel fed them. 100%.
Yeah, I can't pick up with the begging.
Yeah, see, you're in a nice position because you can kind of set up some ground rules early. So yes. Are you going to be like, you're going to have to be like, I'm not giving you bits when I'm eating?
Oh no, for a fact, I am.
Are you going to be ruthless like that?
I literally have been listening to dog training podcasts. It is so
of course she
monotonous
has.
And so boring. I'll actually get a clip maybe tomorrow. Like, I literally am in the car and I'm like, oh.
So you can look forward to that tomorrow.
It's so boring, but I'm actually learning something.
Yes. So don't feed them at the table at all.
No.
And if like
not,
when,
no.
When they're a baby.
When they're so cute.
I know, it's very hard.
That's
going
to be so difficult. Emma Nolan, there's not a chance you're going to be able to do that.
My house is too small. He needs to be the best boy.
He does need to be the best boy. I think something that you should do for the next couple of days before the dog arrives is enjoy leaving stuff wherever you want.
Yes.
Because I have, we have the cat, Mr. Plops, who pops in from time to time. And the other day she got at my knitting needles, which are wooden. And sure, she chewed the top off one of the needles.
Oh, no.
I know what you mean, like runners on the ground.
And that's a cat.
Yeah.
So dogs are next level.
They'll go right through them. Go for a walk without something tugging you or pulling you along.
I know.
Just enjoy going at your pace and not the dog's.
That's true. Yeah.
Not having to stop every couple of seconds to sniff some.
Yeah. The sniffing. Oh, I'd say that's so annoying. God, dogs are the worst.
Stop.
No, they're great. We got a message in from Aaron who said, enjoy being able to go to the toilet or have a bath in peace.
Is that not a thing with dogs? Like, my dog was fine with this. Like, my dog wouldn't mind us going to the bathroom or wouldn't mind us going to work.
People must have really bad dogs.
Yeah, really bad Fashions, dogs.
Probably. Yeah, they're so needy. April is standing by. What do you think I should do before this dog arrives to enjoy my freedom, April?
Sleep. Catch up on all your sleep.
Really?
Oh no, do you think Emma's not going to get any sleep with the puppy?
No. They're worse than babies.
Really?
Really?
For how long do you think I'll be without sleep, April?
Oh, she's fuming now, April.
It's just more so to train the dog.
Yeah.
Like, and obviously you're going to be in and out. Like, even during the night, you're going to have to wake up, put him out for a wee.
Okay. Do you think he'll be whining?
Definitely.
Oh, sure. He's without his mammy and his brothers and sisters for the first time. It's going to be sad.
Yeah, but you know what? You'll have him in the bed with you as well, though.
No, so I will not. No.
You have to.
Bad habits for my Seamus.
No, I agree with you, Emma. Definitely not put in the bed. But
my plan, I think, is to sleep on the couch and he'll be in his crate. So if I wake up, I'll just go out with him.
I'll say what people say to, you know, expectant mothers. You sleep when he sleeps.
Yeah. But do you have someone for him when you're in work?
In the mornings.
Don't worry about it, April. It's a dog.
I know, but you're still going to have to. Oh, I'm just like, all the thoughts of that now. I can't go through that again.
It'll be good content for us, April, when she comes home and the house is covered in wheat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thanks,
see
April.
See you later, April.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Right, no sleep either. Lovely. Brilliant. Excellent.
Do you know what? I'd say you should be looking forward to
what?
Not having to spell the word B-E-A-C-H or W-A-L-K.
Oh, yes.
Or T-R-E-A-T.
Oh, my God.
You won't have to spell... you won't have to spell those words for the next 2 days, but then for the rest of your life.
You're going to have to... Every time you want to say, will we actually do the W-A-L-K?
Sometimes I'm convinced that dog owners, like, do that just to, like, make their dog seem smarter than it actually is.
I know, honestly, sometimes just the words, like...
Yeah.
Is it a walk? Was that just a walk? Alicia was in touch.
Enjoy the clean clothes. That ain't happening anymore after that.
Okay.
Enjoy the clean clothes.
Clean clothes.
Enjoy the clean couch as well. No hairs on the couch.
That's so true. Yeah.
No holes in the garden. for the next 2 days.
Yeah, beautiful. I'll go out and enjoy the lack of holes. I'll just go and look around.
Your landlord's going to love the holes in the garden.
All right, okay. If you have any more, 087 711 1038. I'll enjoy my freedom before Seamus arrives on Wednesday.
Emma's picking up her new puppy on Wednesday. And Emma, you've been asking people for things you should do for the next couple of days to enjoy your puppy-free life before all that ends. And, you know, people were telling you to enjoy, like, sleeping in your own bed by yourself and to enjoy a dinner where there's a dog not pawing at you looking for treats. You've been kind of firm that, like, you're like, nope, dog won't be in the bed.
Nope.
I won't be feeding the dog treats from my dinner.
Are we believing her in any way?
Listen, do you know what happens then? I'm going to have to pick up the poo that's manky. No, dry food only.
Needless to say, you've the best of intentions, and Mark has been in touch on that.
Can we take notes on what Emma's actually going to do here, like not feed the dog at the table, and remind us in a year or two's time, because you're so going to backtrack on all of these.
A year, Mark. We'll do it next week.
We will do it next week, Mark. Thank you for the idea.
Wake up. Spins fully charged.
Weird
spin.
Let's go. Hello. Welcome to a brand new week.
Hello. Welcome, good morning.
Welcome on in. Hello. Lads, Friday night, Emma, you missed it. It was so much fun.
It was great.
We did a little kind of like a spin, you know, bonding session, like a spin team bonding session. We call it forced fun.
Yeah.
Because it's like, come and have fun, but you're forced to and you have to go. But it was so much fun. We went to that super social out in Leopardstown.
Yeah, I've heard about this.
So we did like...
Is this like an adult playground?
It's basically like an adult playground, yeah. So you can get like drinks and food and stuff. And then there's like, do you remember the TV show The Cube?
Yeah.
So it was kind of like that, except it was like a digital wall and digital floor, and there was panels on the wall and on the floor, and you'd play different games and stuff like that. And so it was like, say for example, one thing would be like, you're on the green team, so green lights are going to flash up somewhere in the cube. Go and hit that green light if you're on that team, and the blue team would have to hit the blue light and stuff like that. It was so much.
Dave and I were a good tag team for a word-based game where like loads of letters were up on the wall, and it was, they'd tell you what the word was and you had to spell it quicker than the other team.
Yeah.
But like, it was crazy. You'd be like staring at the whole wall and you'd be like, I don't know what an M looks like
Where's T?
What's an A look like? I can't remember.
And then they did like shuffleboard but on like a screen, and we did a bit of darts as well.
This is class.
It was crazy. The mini golf was so good, wasn't it?
Like, do you know what was really annoying though? What happened to me in the first round of the golfing was basically, it was really cool. Your ball was like connected to you. So as soon as you put your ball down on the tee, I suppose, it would be like, welcome, Ashling. It would know me by my ball.
So and then, it would know how many hits you hit.
Yeah, so it would count how many times you hit.
Smart.
And then when it went into the hole, you had to wait for a second for it to register. But the first time I got it in 2 hits and I just plucked it out. And I'm looking at the screen, I'm tossing the ball up and down in my hand, and it's counting like 3, 4, 5, 6. So I ended up with 7 for my first go.
Oh my God.
It didn't know I was in the hole.
Oh, for God's sake. That's never good.
It's very annoying.
That's super social for you.
That's classic super social, that is.
We'll be up for next time.
Very cool place.
I'd really like to go.
Yeah,
anything like that. More of the
shouldn't
adult
have gone to Amsterdam.
Playground vibes, you know? Well, that's another adult playground.
It is,
Amsterdam.
Yeah.
You're on.
Good morning. It's a week of motor racing, motor sport this week, because we are going speed dating tomorrow at Mondello Park.
Yeah,
we're
very excited.
For a bit of crack. And yesterday, I went go-karting with the family for my dad's birthday. And I have to say, I would highly recommend doing so.
Really?
It was so much fun. It was White River Park or something like that. It was down the country somewhere, and oh my God, it was unbelievable. We got the voucher for him for like Father's Day last year, and we should probably use it. But the last time we were there was, we realised when we were there yesterday, we'd been there before, and last time we were there was 2016, which I realised was 9 years ago, and that's really, really terrifying.
That's not nice.
No, not nice. But when we went there 9 years ago as a family, would they asked us like to, you know, sign up and whatever, and you could put in a nickname. Little did we know when we arrived back yesterday that those nicknames were still there.
Stop!
Yeah.
That's so funny.
They were kept for some reason. So I don't know what
you
was going on.
You should put them up now on GDPR.
Yeah, I thought the same.
God,
yeah.
Yes.
You should wipe my nickname off your system.
And I suppose it's an account that we made or something, you know what I mean? So Sophie, who was 9 years younger at the time, was called Super Sophie.
Oh!
Sean, for some reason, because it was around Christmas that we went, was called Rudolph. I presume he had a spot on his nose or something. Dad was Cool Dad.
Yeah.
That was definitely his...
I'd say he was happy to keep that one on this
and,
year.
And don't worry about mine.
No,
don't worry about it.
Yeah. I don't go on. I'd like to hear... Yeah, go on.
My... It's your boy, David.
Because you definitely were that vibe. Like, you thought that was proper cool.
It's your boy, David.
So we're hearing at the moment from 20-year-old David Hammond. That was your psyche.
Yeah. 9 years ago. Oh, my God. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. That was... I was obviously trying to be, you know, funny. So that was...
It's your boy, David, in the lead.
And that was... What really sucked about it was all of these people that we were racing with were new people to the track.
Yeah.
So they all put in normal nicknames.
Yeah, or like modern fun nicknames.
Yeah, yeah. I took a photo of the board. There was K-Mac.
Okay.
There was... Oh, sorry, I'll cast it so you can see. There was Mido. Don't know who that is. There was Dara Mac.
Yeah.
There was your boy, David.
Your boy... Okay, just... Ye is spelled Y-H-I.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to get over, you know, sneak over that. there was, you know, Jay Donahue. There was Kino. You know what I mean? All cool nicknames. And then there's Cool Dad, Super Sophie, Rudolph, and your boy David.
Someone's called Raff Dog.
Yeah.
Someone's called CDM Schlick Dimmick.
You guys are definitely the best.
We definitely have the most unique nicknames for the track, and that was quite embarrassing. We all did about 15 laps in 25 minutes of the thing. Sophie, however, did not. Sophie did 7 laps in that exact amount of time as well. We had to overtake Sophie every single lap.
Brilliant.
And I'd say if there was horns on the cars, that's all you'd hear, because I'd say the people driving were so annoyed. Sophie was going for a Sunday drive around the track.
When I was very young, I went karting once, and this is a long, long time ago, it's probably 10 or 11, but I took it as like, imagine if I was like driving on a road. Oh my God, this is so fun. I'd be like, excuse me, you're crossing the road. Like, I didn't take it as rally driving at all. I'd be like, this is just so nice to feel like I'm in control of a car.
It was so much fun, so I would recommend doing it.
Who won? And
I won, of course.
What do you mean, you won?
Of the family, yeah. I came fourth in the whole out of 20 people, I think.
And so could you bump off each other?
No, it's not bumper cars.
Right,
like,
okay.
It's like rally. Like, it's not rally, but it's like Formula 1. Like, you know the way when you see, like, Formula 1, you're not supposed to. Sometimes it does happen, but you're really not supposed to. It damages the car.
Right,
do you know
gotcha,
what I mean?
Yeah.
I think my fastest lap was... my fastest lap was 1 minute and 18 seconds, right? The winner's was 1 minute and 16 seconds. So mine was 1 minute and 18.
Oh, very
Sophie's
close.
Fastest lap was 2 minutes and 32 seconds.
Queen.
Absolute no queen. And then we finished.
Safety queen.
She was probably in her docks as well doing it.
She was literally in her docks. We arrived at the carton thing. She was like, can I do this in my docks? And we were like, well, it's a bit late to ask that now. Anyway, we finished at 3 and headed home, which meant we were late for the rugby. So happy birthday, Dad. You were late for the match. Sorry about that.
How late?
About half an hour.
Oh, God.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Dave was just chatting about a lovely wholesome activity he did with his family. I also went home to my parents' house at the weekend. It was my birthday on Saturday, and so when I came back up to Dublin, I had quite a few bags to bring because I had my rucksack of clothing, and then I also had like a big bag of presents. And I got home to the apartment yesterday evening and I said, right, I'm actually not sitting down until I've unpacked everything, because sitting down is the enemy of unpacking. I was like, it's getting unpacked straight away or not at all, essentially. And I would like to pass this advice on to Simone Biles, 11-time Olympic medalist and gymnast.
Big fan of the show.
Because she was posting... Yes, she is, yeah. She was posting some truly disturbing things on her Instagram stories over the weekend. She basically shared a photo of a suitcase, and kind of spilling out of the suitcase was like a load of Team USA gear. And she revealed that she still hasn't unpacked one of her suitcases from the Paris Olympics.
Wow.
Stop that immediately.
Which finished, actually, exactly 6 months ago tomorrow.
Oh my God, Simone.
Yeah, oh my God, Simone.
Even and imagine dirty socks and stuff. Oh, and the sweaty gear.
That's what I was going to say. Imagine how crusty the stuff is in the bag.
Stink.
Yeah. She's probably athlete-like. Yeah. Anyway, so I kind of thought it was quite brave of her to post this. I do remember when the Simone Biles Rising documentary came out before the Olympics, she was like talking about how in Tokyo, you know, remember she had like her kind of she had the twisties and like she was struggling with her mental health, so she didn't like do very well, and she had like loads of stuff packed away
in a
from
wardrobe,
Tokyo
wasn't it?
Yes, in a wardrobe that she was like, I can't look at that.
Really?
Yeah, and she was like, I haven't been able to look.
You know, the outfits were so glamorous and stuff, she just couldn't look at them.
Yeah.
Just bad vibes.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
Just the, I suppose.
I kind of get that, to be honest.
Yeah. And I think she may have been like, somebody had to like put them away for me, like I couldn't go near them. Whereas this time I'm like, girl, you won like 5 medals.
She couldn't have been more perfect.
You cleaned up.
Yeah.
And now she's just like, yeah, scruff.
I wonder, is that in itself a lot of pressure?
Is she more so just saying, I'm lazy?
I think so. Yeah.
Which is kind of strange as an Olympian who is the furthest thing from lazy.
Definitely. Yeah. And like, I can relate, obviously, with a couple of days, but 6 months is insane. But it does give me Emma Nolan vibes.
Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah. Yes, it does.
I'd say the longest I've probably done is a month.
A month?
Have you actually?
Yeah.
Truly, like.
What? Now, but here's the thing.
Do you not need the stuff you've packed?
When I go away, I always bring a little plastic bag because I hate the thought of dirty clothes touching clean clothes.
Yeah, yeah.
So the plastic bag of clothes will come out and be washed, and that's not me covering my...
No, I would do that as well.
Right? Yeah. I'd always take out my washing. But as for putting the stuff away, nah. Just rooting the bag for it whenever I need it.
Oh my God.
And then the time I feel like I'm most likely to finally do a proper clear out of the bag and repack is when I need the bag again.
I remember one time specifically, it was when Emma was looking for her really cool red tracksuit pants and she was really up the walls about them, the Adidas ones, and she found them like weeks later down the back bottom of her Electric Picnic rucksack.
Oh my God, yes.
That's a true story and there's no need for that. Absolutely
that was a
no need. They had the smell out of that pack.
Oh no.
That is insane. I don't, like, I'm the kind of person who walks into a hotel room if I'm staying there for one night or 3 weeks. And as soon as I walk into that thing, I'm unpacking my...
Into a hotel, you'll unpack?
Into a hotel room, and I will put up my clothes in the in the wardrobe. And I know
I know
Marty Guilfoyle is like that as well, because I always found that weird, because he's in hotels a lot more frequently than I am, because he DJs and stuff. But as soon as he gets into a hotel room, he unpacks.
Really?
And then as soon as I'm home, I am, like, as soon as I get upstairs, if my bag's upstairs, that's all going in the wash or in the thing.
That's the only time to do it. Otherwise, you're doomed. Can I ask you, Emma, you were in Amsterdam for a night there over the weekend. Have you unpacked from Amsterdam yet?
Again, the washing's out, but that's it. And last night, I was just about to sleep and I was like, where are my new sunglasses I brought to Amsterdam? Did I leave them behind? Where are they? Searched the place top to bottom, had a rummage in the suitcase. There they were.
That would be the place to look, I suppose. Could I challenge you to not unpack that bag until the 10th of August this year?
Oh, dear God.
So you could test the Simone Biles theory.
I'm probably going to need my one Ryanair bag between now and then. But I'll definitely, here's a promise. I won't unpack it till I need it. And I'm not leaving the country again till May. So,
till May?
I don't think so. Okay. No, I think that's me done. Oh, actually, I have a wedding in April. April.
Ah, yeah. That's too soon.
It's 2.5 months.
Yeah, fair enough.
That's ridiculous.
Give it
then.
Give us till April.
I'll do a smell update every now and again to see how bad it's getting.
We'd love that.
Yeah, absolutely.
That'd be really nice.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
That's not my name.
What?
That's not my name. That's not my name.
I can never remember if it's or what.
I think it changes
first.
Week to week.
Does it change?
Depending on your vibe.
Okay. You're versatile. Whatever.
Off you go, versatile. Go on.
Go on. This is a game we like to play called That's Not My Name. We're going to get three players on, as we always do. And we're going to guess their names. If we guess your name correctly today, we will send you out 10 IMC Cinema passes. To enter, you've been sending us WhatsApp voice notes of you telling us what your name is. And just so you listening are sort of in on the secret, we're going to play those out for you just before the calls. But we will take our headphones off, so only you and producer Callum will hear what is in the voice notes. So, headphones off for player one.
Headphones off.
My name is Rachel.
Player one, let's get it one.
Oh, I always forget that that's a part of the game.
There's so many moving parts.
And then it makes me hate the game.
Player one, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Rant. Thank you. Player one, is your name Sive?
It is not. That's not my name.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you.
All right, player one, is your name Shannon?
That's not my name.
That's not your name. I just got a text from somebody with this name, so I'm going to ask, is your name Orla?
That's not my name.
Flip. What's your name, miss?
My name is Rachel.
Rachel.
A lovely name.
And we were just talking about Monica and Phoebe.
Oh, we should have, damn it.
We should have.
Sorry about that, Rachel, but thanks for giving it a go.
Good luck, Rachel.
You're okay, thank you. Bye.
Talk to you later.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Huh? I know.
Shoulda, woulda.
That's what this game should be called. Shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Yes.
All right, headphones off again then. And we'll listen to voice note number two.
My name is Alex.
player two, you're next in the queue.
Oh, very nice.
Hello, player two.
Hey, guys, how are you keeping?
Good. Can't complain. Okay, player two, is your name Stephen?
No, that's not my name.
That's not your name. All right, player two.
My name is Alex.
Player two is your name, Alex.
Alex, we have two more goals, Alex.
We had two more guesses, Alex.
Oh, dear.
I wasn't going to guess Alex, though.
I probably
honest.
Wasn't either.
Anyway. All right, thanks, guys, for the phone call.
Yeah.
Bye, Alex. Damn it.
He couldn't get off the phone quick enough.
He's like, anyway, I got to go. Okay, that one, can we say doesn't count?
Yes, doesn't count.
Okay, no, let's move on.
Yeah, we'll do it.
We do four.
Yeah,
good idea. Okay, so third voice note, headphones off again.
My name is Linda.
Player three, let's wait and see.
Hello, player three.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Okay, player three, is your name Sheila?
That's not my name.
Sheila, for the love of God.
Oh, no, Emma.
I just can't stand
Sheila's.
You sometimes.
We're not in Australia.
There's plenty of Sheilas around here, lads.
You're wrong, Emma. You're absolutely wrong. Because this person's name is Emma.
That's not my name.
Damn it.
There's no Emmas.
There was an intake of breath
there.
There's
about 400 million Emmas in the world.
There's an intake of breath there, which makes me think it could be close to Emma. So I'm going to ask, is your name Emily?
No, that's not my name.
Dear me.
Okay, go on.
Wait till you hear now. It's like something completely different.
Beatrice.
Yeah. Reveal yourself, player three. What's your name?
My name is Linda.
Linda.
Name? I was going to guess Linda. How weird
Annie,
is that?
Linda.
Sheila and Linda give me similar vibes.
They do, actually.
Linda, don't be hatting me. Linda's a much more normal name than Sheila. Okay. I'd say there's about two Sheilas listening to this whole call.
I wish I could get the research on that immediately.
Linda's just an amazing name.
It is. Linda's a great name.
Amazing name. You make great veggie sausages, Linda.
100%.
Have a great day.
Take care,
John. Bye.
What's the veggie sausages?
The Linda McCartney veggie sausages.
Ah, very good.
Ah, you know yourself.
Ah, very good.
And in a rare turn of events, we've got a player four.
Whoa, headphones up again.
My name is Carl.
Player four? Are you sure?
Well done, Callum. Hi, player four.
How's it going?
They're good. We don't normally have a player four here, so it could be your lucky day.
All right, I'm going to go back to something I said a minute ago. Player four, is your name Stephen?
That's not my name.
Okay, player four, is your name Jamie?
That's not my name.
One day I will get
this. God, I feel so much pressure right now. Player four, is your name Gavin?
That's not my name.
Player four, reveal yourself. What is your name?
My name is Carl.
Carl.
My name is Carl.
Ah, dear.
Carl. We're so sorry, but have a fantastic day.
Thanks for coming on.
You too.
Bye.
Good luck. Thank you.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. In fairness, we couldn't have done any more for people there.
We tried our best.
We did four.
We went to the four. My favourite thing will always be, my name is just Alex.
My name is Alex.
My name is Alex, guys.
Sabrina Carpenter and Bedcam. I'm surprised it's 10 a.m. and I haven't seen her at the Super Bowl yet. She seems to be everywhere at the moment.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, she's just everywhere. That
she really is.
Why isn't she at the Super Bowl?
Maybe she was.
Maybe she was.
Is she okay?
Yeah, all right.
Is she well?
She's not been in the public eye for 4 minutes.
Have you not been chatting to her?
No, I must get on to her.
Sarah Larson and David Guetta now, and On My Love. This is your number one hit music station. You're with Emma, David, Aisling on Spin 103.8.